How you doing? And then we see Sid's tape recorder take up the whole thing, right? You guys doing all right? Good. Good. Hiding behind the light so I can't see you, right? Just the voice behind the light.
You got four guys, some work at punt return on Friday. Any thoughts on where that competition is?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think they punted very well the other night. Buffalo, both their punters did a good job, and we didn't quite get the opportunities that we wanted. We didn't block well enough, and you know, all four of those guys did a decent job. I mean, you know, hopefully we'll do the same thing on Friday night, get a few more opportunities, and try to solidify who that's going to be as we go forward, because we're going to run out of time to make that decision. But, I mean, I've got my ideas because of practice tape, and as I tell these guys, all these young guys especially, practice is just as important as a game. We're evaluating the show teams, the regular teams, and, of course, all the preseason games.
How close is that competition with those four?
You know, the most comfortable guy, you know, the guy I'm most comfortable with back there would be Marcus, because he's done it before and he's a very sure-handed guy. Josh has got, you know, some juice to him, as you guys have seen on defense as well. You know, Brian Walters has been there before. He's done it. And Jarius is kind of in the developmental stage right now, to be honest with you. But he's getting better, which excites me because he's got a lot of talent as well.
For him in learning to do it. He didn't do a lot in college because he had a guy in front of him.
Experience. Yeah, it's got to be experience because athletically he can do it, and he's come light years since the spring in terms of catching the ball, tracking it, and catching all the things we coach, you know, every day pretty much in that specialist period before practice. But, you know, he is getting better, and hopefully he'll get an opportunity to go again. He had the 15-yarder the other day. I know it was called back with a penalty, but, you know, he did a pretty good job of that one. There's some things he can do better, but the fact that he's catching the ball in a game situation is going to help him the more he does that.
Whether it's Jarius or Josh, what is your level of concern with these guys? It looks like once they get outside, there's a little bit of struggling to track the ball in.
Yeah, you know, obviously indoors won't be as big a deal, but then you got a guy like coming in this weekend like Mike Cyphers, who I've gone against many, many times over the years, and he's just going to, you know, bombs away. And so we'll have our guys a little bit deeper. Hopefully it'll be a little easier to track. Obviously it's not outdoors. But yeah, when we get outside, obviously my concern level goes up because of the inexperience with those two young guys.
Well, how hard do you end up lobbying when it comes down to final cuts that, you know, Sherrills is a guy that you really want there because of his ability to just simply catch it?
You know, like any roster spot, obviously return is extremely important, but like any roster spot at this time of the year, you know, I got to pick and choose my battles, and it just depends on how well they're playing on offense and defense and how much I can go to bat for them. That's why I like to watch practice and listen to the other coaches and their evaluations of their position players. And so it's going to be really interesting in the next couple of weeks what we end up doing. And I think this year compared to last year, we have a lot more competition, as you guys have seen, a lot different spots, which is a good problem to have. You know, last year we're almost at the 53 at this point. This year there's so many positions up for grabs, and our head coach being a guy that really supports special teams, understands, and our general manager who supports special teams, they both understand that at the end of the day, we're going to have some guys step up and play for us on special teams on Sundays, and that's going to go into the decision-making process.
You've had Josh back for about a week. Have you seen him get more comfortable back there?
Yeah, Josh doesn't get rattled by much. He's a pretty easygoing guy. He's about 180 from me. I get a little uptight, but especially on game day. But his sense of urgency, I've learned, is higher than it looks. You know what I mean? He's kind of a really easygoing guy, and likes to joke around and smiles a lot, which is great. But I think his sense of urgency is pretty high, and he wants to get better. He wants to learn, and he's gotten a lot better since the spring.
How do you weigh explosiveness that some of these younger guys might give you versus stability with Sherrills?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I've always told those guys ball security, and I've preached that since I've been here, like most special teams coordinators do. Ball security is number one. We got to give the ball back to the offense, and if I don't feel comfortable or the head coach doesn't feel comfortable with putting a guy out there that's going to be, I'm not sure if he's going to catch or not, even though if he does catch, he might get a big play, I'll go with the guy that's going to be more secure, because at the end of the day, that's what we have to have. We have to have the ball back at the end of that play.
Would there be a scenario where you'd consider some guys just when you're indoors and maybe Marcus outdoors, or you'd get a guy to?
I think I want to find the right guy that's going to be able to do it full time. You know, I guess if it's going to be a situation where we're going into Chicago and it's, you know, November, December, it's going to be cold and windy or whatever, we might make that decision on game day or the night before the game if we know the weather report. But in terms of preparing and getting ready for a week, you got to rely on your number one guy, and that's who you want back there, whoever that may be.
With offense, defense, they follow a pretty tight script, and then obviously after this third game, we're not going to see much first team at all. Do you have more flexibility to improvise with your group?
Yeah, the The great thing, the first two games, I think, the first week we had maybe 36, 37 guys play on the core phases. Last week we had more opportunities. It was like up to 42 different guys played, and they deserve that. The guys deserve to have that on tape because we have had a lot of guys practice very, very hard and prepare very, very hard for each one of these games. Probably won't be as many guys in this game because I'd like to use the guys that the first and second group that I'm trying to prepare for Jacksonville. Get them out there, and then maybe guys that play in the second half of the game or in the fourth quarter of this preseason game, those would be the guys that are on the bubble, and maybe they have a chance to make it special teams-wise. They're still going to get opportunities. The fourth game, we're going to get a lot of opportunities. We're going to play a lot of different guys, the guys that are left over. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Cole made his splash on defense, obviously, Friday, but does he have a home on special teams and the things you've seen?
Yeah, you know, Audie, we had Audie, as you know, at the Senior Bowl, and so he heard a lot of our techniques and our coaching points back then in January, and he's done a nice job in improving, and it's important to him. I do know that. He does have a sense of urgency. He's very, very coachable. He's a little bit different athlete in terms of he's a bigger, longer guy than some of the other linebackers like a Larry Dean or even a Tyrone McKenzie. But he has improved immensely since the spring, and I'm excited about his progress and development.
Blair's one miss, was it a clean hold, or what did you see on that?
Yeah, it was very good snap and hold. He just pushed it right, which he did a little bit in training camp, and we got to keep working on that and understanding that, you know, where his hips got to be aligned with the target and those little things that we work on our – you know, during our specialty period. But the great thing about Blair, what he did, as you guys saw, is that after that miss, he came back and made virtually the same kick, just 2 yards shorter, and drilled it. And then he made a 40-yarder, and then he made another. I mean, he didn't miss. And I was very excited about that because that's where you kind of figure out whether or not mentally the guy can handle it. And he responded very, very well.
Have you seen him
knocking off some rust?
Yeah, I think he struggled a bit. And Cullen is such a true pro, and it means so much to him. When he threw one back that wasn't quite what it needs to be, he pressed a little bit, to be honest with you. And like any player, you start pressing, you start thinking, you don't react like you normally do. So that game's in the past. It's over and done with. That's what I told him this week. And he's come out. Yesterday we had a period in here when the guys were outside. After my period, we came in here and worked for about a half an hour, and he was great. And he'll do fine today, and he'll be back to normal.
It speaks to how good he is that we notice when he's got two a little low and one a little high, but they're still within the catch range.
Yeah, they're still within the catch range, but Chris Clue did a phenomenal job. I mean, Chris put him down, put him on the spot, got the tilt, and got the laces on all but one, and one, the laces were a little bit off, and he did a really good job. He's worked very hard at that, and there's another pro, and the guy works hard at it, and we have him in here on the – he doesn't like that low jugs, I'll be quite honest with you, but we're going to keep working on it because it's paid dividends already.
Blair can obviously kick the – kickoff out of the end zone, but it looked like you were trying some other things with him. Can you
explain? No, we were trying to kick him out of the end zone. Oh, yeah.
You squib?
Yeah. It was good for our kickoff team to react to that because that's going to happen at times. And I've told Blair, we don't need 3 out of 9. We need maybe 1 out of 10 that's like that because he's going to try to stroke him and hit him hard and get downfield, and sometimes he's going to miss hit him a little bit. But that was too many miss hits the other day. And he knows that, and he'll just be more consistent. But he's obviously got a big-time leg. I'm excited about him. In that regard.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks, guys.